Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know, Baron Corbin. How you doing, man?
Life is good. Life is good. Here, SummerSlam weekend.
It
having
is.
Fun.
It's not for me. You've got me blocked on Twitter, Baron
Corbin.
I
do? Why?
I don't know. I probably said I didn't like dog food or something.
No, something, I'm sure. We'll unblock you at the end of this interview.
Okay, good deal. I'm happy about that. So, I mean, your finish being so protected for so long has been like a major topic. I love it. I mean, I think it's a very special thing. And it was a very special thing when we finally saw somebody kick out of it. I'm so interested in the input maybe you had or didn't have.
I had zero input.
Really?
Zero. I've fought for a long time. You know, I've always been a guy who has done everything they've asked, and I've been a guy who's told the line really well, and I've taken characters that may have been difficult for some people to get over, and I've run with them, and I've made them something. I've evolved for 8 or 9 years, and I've never been, you know, world champion. I've got a U.S. title, and I've always been in the world championship stuff with Roman, with Seth, multiple times fighting for the title, but have never gotten it. So I was like, man, the one thing I do have is no one's ever kicked out of my finish. Cena didn't, Roman didn't, Seth didn't, Kurt didn't. And I thought that was really cool. And then the WrestleMania came, and I was told that was happening, and I was not thrilled by any means. it was not my call, and we did it, and it's done. So that's all I can say.
One of the things I've noticed specifically about your work, you really excel in like 3-person, 4-person, 5-person matches. Like, there's something about a dynamic that you add, because a lot of times they're with, you know, the likes of Ricochet or somebody like that. What is it specifically about that scenario that you just seem, man, you just seem to just click with everybody?
Yeah, I mean, because to me, when I always go into a match, my number one thought process is, how do we make this the best match possible? How does everybody gain something from it? And when it's one-on-one, sometimes you don't always have that. Like, maybe somebody's going to be a little selfish, whatever it is. I'm a guy who takes pride in, let's put on the best absolute show we can put on. You take a guy like Seth, he's the same. That's why he has chemistry with everybody he ever works with, because he doesn't go, how do I make Seth Rollins the best of them? He goes, how do we make this the best for everybody? And I think when I approach those big man matches, that's what I try to do. I go, how do we elevate 3, 4, 5 guys? And you can get in there and move, but I'm also the threat of a car crash. Like, when you have guys like Ricochet that move and they're fast, AJ Styles, they do these amazing things, and then you have a guy like me who's just a freight train and can cause complete mayhem. I think that adds a level of excitement to it, because you're going, okay, well, Ricochet's fine. Oh, no, Corbin just knocked him out of the air. He's laying on the floor. He might be dead. Like, there's a threat you add. But when you can just add it, and I like the complexity of it. I like, you know, when I played football, it was 11 on 11. I'm having to step up to the line. I'm reading the defense. How many down linemen? How many linebackers? How many safeties? Are they high? Are they low? Like, I've always built a career on, like, assessing the entire thing. And so those big man matches, that's the way I look at it. I like a football field. Okay, we got 2 guys here, 3 guys here. What can we do? How can we create magic? And I think it works that way.
I like the freight train comparison, because your motor is something that other wrestlers often talk to me about. They're like, he doesn't get tired no matter who he's in the ring with. And that's not easy for a dude your size either.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you got to find the right places to breathe. But I take pride in what I do. And if I'm not there for a guy because I'm tired, it obviously is not making them look better or making them match stand out. So that's one of those things I pride myself in, the ability to go. And it's fun to kind of test that. And NXT, I've had to really do that because in NXT, those guys move at a different pace. And I'm looking at it, and I'm watching them going, dude, I'm going to die. And then, I had that match with Ilya. We went like 19 minutes, and, I didn't get tired. It was awesome. The emotion was there. Physicality was there. The speed of NXT was there. But it's cool because it's making me step up another level. And that's what I always want to do, is just keep continuing to step up to another level.
When the free agent thing happened, I would reach out to WWE contacts. They're like, there's a reason. I promise there is. And then we saw you go to NXT. We saw Ali go to NXT. How was that like presented to you? I know in some cases, Sean has told us, well, sometimes they ask to come, sometimes they're told to come. And he says, but every time it has benefited people, because people like you get to tell WWE, this guy's got it.
Yes.
They can pick
Absolutely.
That up. So they're clearly instilling a lot of trust in you.
For sure. And I think that's something they've always had. That's why they put me in the ring with Kurt Angle. They put me in with Cena. They put me in with The Rock, because they can trust what I do. And they know whatever I do, it's going to be 110%. So the free agent, same thing. I was like, what is this? Like, what does this mean? Like, am I out of a job? Am I, like, what are we doing? They're like, no. We just don't know what story we want to put you in yet, so we don't want to pigeonhole you on Raw or SmackDown. That was kind of the way it was originally told to me. So we want you to be able to float, because when we figure it out, because the character that was coming off the JBL stuff wasn't working, obviously. So it was like, okay, well, what are we doing? And it kind of came at that draft time, and they did that. So then I was asked, hey, would you be interested in going to NXT and working? I said, absolutely. Like, it's an hour and a half up the road for me. It'll be easy. I'll be able to go do the.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Show, go home and get in my bed. And so when they presented it to me, I just saw it as an opportunity. I didn't know what the opportunity was, but I went down there and I saw that. And then Sean's going, hey, what do you want this to be? And I go, well, here's what I would love to do. I would love to not be on Raw or SmackDown, because I was also working at Cameron Grimes at the time on SmackDown. So I was doing NXT and SmackDown. And I said, I would love to just be here and let's redo my character. Let me tell you what I think I am. And he did. And he's like, I love that. Let's do you. You have full control, essentially, him and Russo, on what you want to do. And they keep me in parameters, obviously, but they're letting me just kind of reinvent myself as me. And I think we're presenting a really cool thing to the fans in NXT. But it's also elevating those guys. You know, it gave Ilya a guy to work with from the main roster, Trick, who I think is an amazing superstar with Carmelo. And they just, I think, are going to try to do their own thing a little bit. And then Melo, like, I want to bring them to that next level. And I think going and working with them, they understand there's a different speed, a different way, a different crispness. There's a different promo with main roster to NXT. And when you can go down and do that and they feel it, because they're not going to know until they experience it. And if you take a guy from NXT and you just jump him to the main roster, it's like sink or swim. Like, are they going to make it? But if they've worked with three or four proven superstars, they know they can transition.
As we wrap up, I'm always fascinated about crossover between combat sports and pro wrestling. And you've done some boxing, some grappling. You're an elite level athlete, completely separate of WWE. Was MMA ever a consideration for you?
It was. I know that in the early stages of Ultimate Fighter, I was looking at going and being on the one like Rashad Evans and all those guys. But I had a football scholarship and I was going to college, so I couldn't do that. And then when I was done playing with football, I was asked at a table. I was sitting there with a guy who was a manager of a rock and roll band. And he's like, what do you want to do if you're done playing football? I was like, man, I think I am done. Like, my passion is not there for it. And he's like, do you want to do UFC? I said, I either want to do UFC or WWE. I said, I've always been a massive WWE fan. And he's like, I have a connection with WWE. It's Neil, the music guy. Let me put a call into him. Go see if you'd like it. Because that was the thing. It was like, I'm either going to go try to fight in an octagon, or I'm going to go to WWE. And I had the opportunity for WWE first, and then that's where they're at. I still get that itch, though.
Sure.
Like, I still am like, man, should I go try to do like a new Naga Jiu-Jitsu tournament? Should I try to fight in the Golden Gloves again? Or should I try to fight Jake Paul? Like, it's one of those things. I get that
the
itch.
The Endeavor deal now,
right?
Too.
And like, there could be some crossover.
Like, I would love to see like you or Karrion Kross or somebody do like crossover grappling stuff with
absolutely.
People. Like, I would pay to watch that. As we wrap up, I'm a Bengals season ticket holder now. Is that why you have me blocked? Is that
maybe
it?
That might be it.
It might be it.
A Bengals fan.
I'm going to a preseason football game. That's how starved I am right now. I was watching a game at 11 p.m. last night, the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, I obviously am a diehard Chiefs fan. Uh-huh. We all know that. I want to go to a preseason game as well. I just don't know if I have time, but lucky you. I'm jealous.
Well, listen.
We're going to play each other again.
We'll get you a Chiefs jersey, which has got stripes on it, like a referee, and you'll be good to go.
Right?
That'd be awesome. They'll get you on the payroll, and you'll be all set.
Are you worried about your quarterback right now?
No, it's a calf strain. Okay. Come on. We're good.
Them calves can be pesky.
I don't know if
it's the toughness of Mahomes winning a Super Bowl on a bum ankle.
I will never say anything negative about Patrick Mahomes. He's incredible. Maybe the most talented quarterback of all time. But Joe Burrow's getting
He's the man.
He's incredible.
Burrow's great. I thought Burrow's had Kansas City's number for life. I was real scared for
him. I was hopeful. Everybody else was talking trash, and I was like, come on, guys. It's Patrick Mahomes. We can't just talk the trash after the game.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Baron Corbin, it's been a pleasure.
Awesome. We'll get you unblocked.
Yes.
We'll be back in it.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
You've heard me talk about a lot of things that NordVPN.com/Fightful has, and I'm about to tell you almost everything it has. Listen to your favorites abroad. If you're traveling and you want to listen to your favorite shows, they got you covered. Fastest VPN in the world. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. So that way your IP address is changed. You can safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, simply browse in complete privacy. You can protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi no matter where it is. You can secure every device you own on every operating system you own. They also have the ability to get a NordPass password manager. Maybe it's a little more difficult for you to remember those passwords. They got you covered. They also got the file encryption tool. That way there's an extra layer of security between you and your content. Threat protection, you're safe from disruptions with their kill switch, 24/7 tech support, fastest VPN on the planet, reliable encryption, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You will end up saving money when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.